On Franklin and Marshall College Week, messaging is key when discussing social programs. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Wei-Ting Yan, assistant professor of government, explains why support can hinge on the words used to describe the program.
The COVID pandemic has created economic shocks and caused millions of families to lose income and financial stability. In our survey conducted in Lancaster, Pennsylvania in late 2020, we wanted to find out whether this economic shocks reshuffle Americans' public opinion to become more in favor of financial support from the government, such as universal basic income. However, the term universal basic income has been highly politicized, especially during the 2020 presidential election. In order to figure out whether economic insecurity changed people's attitude on social transfers while taking into account the partisan effect, we took an experimental approach. We randomly assigned half of our a little over 2,000 respondents to read a statement supporting guaranteed minimum income and gave the other half an almost identical statement but using the term multiple rounds of stimulus checks instead. We then asked respondents how much they agree or disagree with the statement they received. There are two main results. First, Republicans did not support guaranteed minimum income whether they have financial challenges during COVID or not. But when it was phrased as multiple rounds of stimulus checks, Republicans' support level increased significantly if they experienced severe financial challenges during COVID. Second, Democrats increased their support for both guaranteed minimum income and multiple rounds of stimulus checks if they experienced severe financial challenges during COVID. The combined results show that economic security increased people's support for more social transfers in the United States. However, how the policy was framed matters.
That was Wei-Ting Yan of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.